Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome here in Jesus' name. And I want to welcome the visitors also that are here. We're glad you're here, and I hope you can worship here. John 14, verse 27 says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." And this morning I want to talk a little bit about peace and rest or joy in God. What it amounts to basically is what I would call worship. I know there's different levels of peace, but the peace I want to think the most about would be kind of like worshiping God. When our spirit connects with God, and this peace is not something the world knows about, it's like it says in John 14 that it's the peace he gives us, not as the world giveth. So the world doesn't know about this peace. We'll also turn to Matthew 11. Matthew 11, 28 and 29. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul." And also Psalm 4, verse 8. This here was David talking about the peace that he could get from God. "I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety." And so I was thinking about peace in the storms of life, in the troubles of life, and it reminded me of when John Byers was here. He talked about his greenhouse and the wind blowing and shaking the gas heater and it cutting off in the middle of the night, and he'd have to go out there and fix it. And when he hung the gas heater on a sturdy post, something that wouldn't move, then the winds could blow and it didn't. The storms could come, and he could sleep in peace. That's the kind of peace we can have from God in the storms of life. As a Christian, our spirit will connect with God regularly. But there are times when it feels like we are very close to God, and it's as if our soul was a sponge soaking in the hot tub of God's love and care for us. It's like worship to our Creator at its highest level. Most of us probably know what it feels like to be in a hot tub. I haven't been in very many of them, and I don't have one. I seen one at Johnny's the other day, and I told him sometime when they're gone, we're going to come and visit them. So if you see us there and their vehicles ain't there, you know what's going on, I guess. But it's a very comfortable place to be, and sometimes our spirit feels that close connection with God. It's a place you want to stay or come back to often. And me and my wife talked about it some. It's just not something that happens real often for either one of us. Maybe it does more for y'all. Not that we don't find peace with God. If you if you're normal like me and you ever decide sometime in your life that you need to leave the planet that God let you be born on and get in a round tube and go fly through the air at 30,000 feet, you're not going to feel a lot of peace about that. And you're going to, but I can find peace in that and rest in God, but not that real close feeling, but I can find peace there. And that peace is where all of us can get. And so I was thinking about that, what helps us have that real close relationship with God. And I wonder if it's not a rest or a mountaintop experience that to help us through the valleys in our life. When, you know, renewing our soul, that God, He gives us this when we need it. You know, there's so many things to occupy our minds, or new things to check out or think about, but this don't bring the fulfillment we get from worshiping God. And sometimes I think we just need to let life go and try to find God. As a Christian, we will find rest and peace when we seek it. Maybe not always the closeness that I was talking about, but we will find it if we seek it. I remember when I was around 18 years old, and I felt confused about, because of some choices I had made in life, and I wanted to be right with God, but I was struggling. And anyway, around this time, one weekend, Dad and Mom took me and Dwight up to Roan Mountain, Tennessee, and they got a little cabin up there in the mountains, and we went up there to do some fishing. And I remember different stuff about that weekend. Two things stand out the most to me. One of them is the most important one in my mind, but we was up there driving around this road just out in the country, and we come around the corner, and there's a guy on a lawnmower. All at the same time, he come around his yard, and there's a steep bank, and I don't know what he was thinking, but he got too close to that bank, and his mower started sliding, and it turned over right on top of him, right there in front of us, and he was stuck under his mower. So we stopped and jumped out and got the mower off of him and went on our way. I don't remember a lot about what he said, or I'm sure he was grateful. And at the time, I don't know if I thought much about it, but I can see clearly now that was God's timing, that He put us there just at the right time, and hopefully the man recognized God in that as well. The other thing, the most important thing that stands out to me is I remember thinking about peace and connecting with God, resting in God, is that I remember being there and having my personal devotions up in the loft of this cabin, and I felt a closeness to God and His Word and His Spirit. His Word and His Spirit gave peace to my soul, and I remember that very, very well. Even though it felt like I was giving up a lot in this life at that time. Psalms 23, verse 2, says, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. This gives us a picture of peace and rest. And in whatever storms of life we find ourselves in, God can bring us peace. Sometimes we have to get away from life and find God, rewind. And it could be literally going somewhere away. Seeing a different part of God's creation sometimes helps us draw close to God. I'm not saying we have to. I like going to the mountains, so I would recommend the mountains. Some people like water. or we could just simply walk in another room where nobody is at our house and meet God there. God will meet us wherever we can focus on Him and we can find peace with Him. His followers at times to pray and reconnect with His Father. He often went to the wilderness, and that sounded like a dry place, but I guess there was nothing there to distract Him. He often went to the wilderness and there was alone with God. In Matthew 14, He went up on a mountain. So that backs my theory, go to the mountains. So God will meet us anywhere. The message in a song can connect us to God like little else will, or it seems to me. There's something about music and singing. I think God knew what He was doing when He created singing. It can draw our hearts to God. My wife is very good at finding songs that speak to a soul's need. And there's a few songs that have really blessed us a lot the last while. They have a powerful message in them about facing the storms of life. And I thought I would share the messages of these songs with you. You're probably familiar with most of them, or maybe all of them. I'm not gonna sing them for you. That wouldn't work too good. But I'll read the message in them. I won't read everything in the song, but hopefully get the message. The first song is, "When I am down and oh my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burden me, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and set a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. There is no life without its hunger. Each restless heart beats so imperfectly. But when you come and I'm filled with wonder, sometimes I think I glimpse eternity." And then the next one I have here. And this song is about the disciples when they was on the water and the storm came and they was all afraid. It's kind of a song about that. "When the storms raged about them, the disciples were afraid, for the waves were high and the ship was tossed. They could not find their way. Then they woke the master, saying, 'Lord, please save us now.' He rebuked the winds and the sea was calm, and they all wondered how. Like the men on the sea did, I have called on God in prayer, and it seemed to me all hope was lost and in my deep despair. I remembered what the Lord said when He calmed that troubled sea, and I know once more how He sees the storm and peace floods over me. God sees the storm from the other side. He knows the lessons learned, and just beyond the clouds He sees, and just beyond the clouds He sees clear skies. He speaks peace through the raging storm when peace could not be found. He already sees the rainbow when we see only clouds. And when the storms of life come crashing in and trouble me, I can feel God's arms around me, and He whispers, 'Let it be.' God already sees the rainbow when we see only clouds." That's not everything in it, but I didn't think I needed to reread all the chorus there. The peace that we can that can come to us from just God's spirit through music, it's really has blessed me. I have one more. We're going to close early today. Ernie was supposed to have a longer devotions, I guess. So I have one more. I wasn't sure how it was going to go or how long it would be, but I'll go ahead and read this one yet too. All alone and brokenhearted, try to calm the raging battle in my mind. In search of many answers that my troubled soul just couldn't seem to find. I saw a flower blooming where there was no rain or sunshine, and I knew not that this flower would change the rest of my life. I found the lily in my valley. I found strength when I was worn. I found a place to leave my burdens. I found refuge from the storm. A place where I traded my dark skies to beaming rays of sunshine. I found the lily in my valley, and it blooms all the time. So if you're down and brokenhearted and you can't find peace of mind, you're searching for your answers, but your problems are getting worse all the time, just reach your hand to Jesus. He'll take you in and break the ties that bind. He'll be your lily in your valley, and you can watch him bloom all the time. I hope that didn't bore you with them songs. I hope they're a blessing to you too. But if we reach out to God, he is there for us. And he is there those special times when we feel very close to God, can help us through the low times. And it's just a real blessing to me to think about God seeing the rainbow when we're still looking at the storm. And so that was a blessing to me. That's all I have this morning. We can stand for prayer.